Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of those instantly recognizable old-school jungle and pirate radio sounds, the Hoover Stab. But we're not just building a synth patch. We're going to create it from scratch in Ableton Live 12, print it to audio, widen it, dirty it up, and shape it into a proper resampling weapon for drum and bass. This is advanced, so the goal here is not just to make something that sounds huge and solo. The goal is to make something that actually works in a real D&B arrangement, sitting with breakbeats, sub, and all the mid-range chaos without turning the mix into mud. So first, set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That immediately gets us into jungle and old-school D&B territory. Then create a new MIDI track and load Waveditable. We're going to use stock Ableton tools the whole way through, because that's part of the point. You do not need a fancy third-party synth to get serious character. Start with a strong Waveditable source. Think saw-based, harmonically rich, bright, and a little bit unstable. Oscillator 1 can be a saw. Oscillator 2 can also be a saw or a pulse wave, slightly detuned. Set the unison to somewhere around 4 to 8 voices, and don't max out the stereo spread yet. Keep it controlled. We're building the sound in a disciplined way first, then we'll make it wider later through resampling. And that's a really important D&B mindset. Build it a bit narrower than you think you need. In this style, your sub and drums need the center of the mix. If you make the stab huge and wide too early, it starts fighting the rest of the track before you've even arranged it. Now shape the Hoover core, add a filter, and use either low pass or band pass depending on the tone you want. For a more radio-like, nasal sound, band pass is great. For a more classic rave Hoover shape, low pass with resonance can be the move. Push the resonance enough to give it bite, somewhere in the mid-range of the knob, but not so much that it whistles. Now for the envelope. This is where the stab becomes a stab. Give the amp envelope a very fast attack, short decay, low sustain, and a fairly short release. You want something punchy and percussive. Think attack at basically zero, decay somewhere around 150 to 350 milliseconds, sustain low, and release just long enough that the note doesn't click off unnaturally. Then add some movement. A subtle LFO to Waveditable position or fine tuning can give the sound that slightly unstable pirate energy. Keep it restrained. You want motion, not wobble. If you want the classic rave bark, add a touch of pitch envelope on one oscillator so it drops very slightly at the start of the note. Even a small pitch fall, like 1 to 3 semitones, can make the transient feel much more aggressive. At this stage, the sound should already feel like a raw Hoover stab, but it should still be kind of ugly in a promising way. That's good. We're not polishing yet. Now let's put a processing chain after the synth to push it toward that pirate radio feel. Start with saturator. Drive it a few dB, keep soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not just making it louder, you're making it denser. Then add overdrive and focus it in the mid-range, somewhere around the voice of the stab rather than down in the lows. You want it to sound urgent and a little bit grimy, not like a fuzzy mess. After that, use EQ8. High pass the stab so it leaves the sub area alone. Somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is a good starting point. If it needs more presence, give it a gentle boost in the upper mids, maybe around 1.5 to 4 kHz. If it gets harsh, carve some of that 2.5 to 5 kHz zone carefully. Don't just scoop randomly. Listen for the exact spot where the stab turns from aggressive to painful. Then add auto filter. This is where you can really lean into the pirate transmission vibe. Bandpass is very useful here. Move the cutoff into that 500 Hz to 4 kHz zone and play with resonance. A bandpassed stab can feel like it's coming through a battered radio or a rave PA somewhere in a warehouse. Very D&B, very old school, very effective. At this point, keep a utility at the end if you want to check mono or control gain. For now, I actually recommend leaving the sound fairly centered. Build the character first. Don't get distracted by width yet. Now let's talk rhythm, because in D&B the stab is not just a chord or a lead. It's part of the groove. It should behave like percussion. Program your MIDI so it answers the breakbeat instead of sitting on top of it. A really useful approach is to place stabs on offbeats, like the end of 1, the 2, or the 4, depending on the groove. You can also use a call and response feel where the stab lands after the snare, or leaves space and then answers the bass line a bar later. In a 16-bar phrase, this is the kind of thing that might first appear around bar 5, then open up more toward bar 7 or 8, then get more intense before a transition. Keep the notes short, that's key. If the stab is too long, It will smear into the drum groove and eat into the snare tail. Jungle especially needs space for the break to breathe. If your break has ghost notes, try nudging the stab slightly, so it doesn't land right on top of the main snare transient. That little timing decision can make the difference between a groove and a fight. Now comes the heart of the workflow, resampling. Create a new audio track and set it to resample or route the output from the Hoover track into it. Arm it and record a few passes. Don't just record one hit. Print multiple versions with slightly different energy. Maybe one is cleaner, one has more filter movement, one has more saturation, one has a longer tail. This is one of the best ways to build authenticity in jungle and old school DNB. Real character comes from variation, and resampling lets you commit to those small differences. This is also where the lesson gets really practical. Instead of endlessly tweaking the synth, you now have audio. Audio is faster to shape, easier to chop, and much more decisive in the arrangement. You can trim it, flip it, layer it, and process it like a sample from a proper break pack. Once you've recorded a few hits, consolidate the best one, trim the silence, and make sure the transient is tight. Keep the tail short enough that it's easy to work with. Leave a little headroom too. That will help if you want to bounce again later or stack more processing on top. Now turn the printed stab into a real resampling instrument. Add an effect chain to the audio track. Usually I'd start with a Q8, then glue compressor, then a widening tool like Chorus Ensemble or Simple Delay, then utility, with maybe Redux if you want some digital grime. If you use Chorus Ensemble, keep it subtle. You're aiming for width, not seismic movement. If you use Simple Delay, use very short times, like 10 to 25 milliseconds, with almost no feedback. That creates stereo separation without a clear echo. It's a classic widening trick, but in DNB you need to be careful. A huge wide stereo trick sounds great until the kick, snare, and sub come back in and the whole mix gets cloudy. Glue compressor should be gentle. You only need a little bit of control, not heavy flattening. A touch of compression can help the stab feel locked in, but if you crush it too much, you lose the attack and the attitude. This sound should hit like a punctuation mark. Then use EQ again to clean up the printed version. Remove any low-end buildup below around 150 to 200 Hz. Tame any boxiness around 300 to 600 Hz if needed. If the top end starts getting fizzy, gently trim the upper highs. Always listen in context with the drums if possible. Now check mono. This matters a lot. A lot of people make a wide stab, love it in headphones, then discover it falls apart on club systems or small speakers. So collapse it to mono with utility and make sure the sound still has presence. If it disappears, your widening is doing too much of the work. Back off the stereo effects and rely more on saturation and harmonic density. And that brings us to a very important production principle. The best jungle stabs usually come from layers of commitment. One version that's intentionally ugly, one that's mix safe, one that's performance friendly. Don't try to make a single patch solve every job. Print a few passes. Keep the dry reference. Keep the radio version. Keep the wide version. Then choose what fits the arrangement. If you want to turn the resampled audio into something playable, load it into simpler. One-shot mode is great here. Or, if you want a more old-school workflow, keep it as audio clips and trigger them manually in the arrangement or session view. You can also build a little rack with different versions. Dry, filtered, wide, distorted. Map the chain volumes or selection to macros so you can move between characters as the track develops. This is where arrangement comes alive. Use the cleanest stab early in the drop. Bring in the dirtier version later. Save the widest or most distorted version for the second half of the drop or for transition hits. That kind of progression makes a loop feel like it's developing instead of just repeating. Automation is everything here. Move the filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Increase saturation slightly as the drop builds. Open the stereo width gradually, then pull it back narrow right before a big hit so the next wide stab feels bigger. Throw a little reverb only on select hits, especially the last stab of a phrase. Short decay, high passed return, nothing too washed out. If you want even more pirate energy, resample a version through a slightly overdriven bandpass chain and layer it quietly under the cleaner stab. That gives you weight and grit without obvious extra notes. You can also try a very quiet Reese-like mid-layer, high-passed so it only contributes menace in the mids. Or use a lightly crushed duplicate underneath for density. For darker DNB, a really effective move is to automate the stab narrower before the drop, then open it wider on the first hit. That contrast hits hard. Or create three versions of the same stab, a clean one, a dirty one, and a more extreme character version. Use them in different sections of the drop. Clean early, dirty in the middle, extreme toward the end. That's a simple way to make the arrangement feel designed rather than looped. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the sound too wide too early. Don't leave low end in the stab. Don't overcompress it into a flat block. Don't drown it in reverb on every hit. And don't forget to check how it works with a kick and snare, not just in solo. Here's a really good rule. If the stab only sounds impressive when the drums are muted, it's probably too long, too wide, or too harmonically crowded. In a proper DNB context, it should feel like part of the drum arrangement. That's the secret. So the workflow, in one line, is this. Build a detuned, punchy hoover in Waveatable. Rough it up with Ableton stock effects. Place it rhythmically around the breakbeat. Print it to audio. Widen and dirty it carefully. Then automate variations across the arrangement.